This goes to Justine Bollinger, B-O-L-L-I-N-G-E-R, C, N like November, P like practice. Fax is 989-607-6875 regarding Brenda Sexton, S-E-X-T-O-N, date of birth January 11th, 1961. Dear Justine, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Sexton with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, diabetic nephropathy, and history of desquamative interstitial pneumonitis requiring continuous oxygen. Her last visit was July 12th of 2021. She's been feeling well. She did have some problems back in December where she actually felt very poorly and had high blood sugars that were well over 200. And at that time, her creatinine was elevated when she had it checked on December 14th, up to 1.56. So we asked her to repeat that just before our visit today, and that was her creatinine had stabilized and decreased back down to 1.47. She states she's feeling much better than she was in December, and blood sugars are much more controlled at this time also. Her weight is stable, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. She has chronic shortness of breath with exertion and cough. She's on Zithromax and prednisone routinely. She's oxygen dependent. It's difficult for her to go anywhere in the extremely cold weather. Her oxygen tubing freezes, and then it does not work, and then she absolutely can't breathe. So she is unable to go anywhere when the temperatures are as cold as they are currently. Her weight is unchanged, as I previously said. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, and urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no incontinence, no nocturia, and she does have intermittent edema of the lower extremities, which improves when she elevates her legs. Medications, medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Lasix 40 milligram daily. The Zithromax is 500 milligram on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Prednisone is 10 milligram daily. Metformin is 1,000 milligram twice a day. She's on potassium, 20 mil equivalents daily with the Lasix. She's on several supplements. Also, Losartan is 50 milligram daily for proteinuria. She's on magnesium, vitamin B, multivitamin, zinc, vitamin B12, cinnamon. And for pain, she uses Tylenol. Physical examination, weight 295 pounds, pulse 84, and blood pressure was 163 over 90 today. Labs, most recent lab studies were done January 4th of 2021. Creatinine was down from 1.59 to 1.47. And her range is between 1.3 and 1.5 usually. 12-14, it was up to 1.56, so that's why we did ask her to repeat it. But she is feeling better and sugars are better, so she was probably ill when that creatinine was elevated. Sodium is 133, potassium 4.0, carbon dioxide 26, calcium 9.9, albumin is 4.2, hemoglobin 13.1, normal platelets, and white count is elevated at 14.1 with increased neutrophils and low lymphocytes. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with improved creatinine levels, hypertension, diabetic nephropathy, and desquamative interstitial pneumonitis with chronic hypoxemia. We've asked the patient to continue having lab studies done every 3 months. She should follow a low-salt diabetic diet and avoid oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use, and she'll be rechecked by this practice in the next 5 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.